This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 13.
В эфире 13-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь указывать на близлежащие и отдаленные предметы и рассказывать о том, какую работу выполняют другие люди. Мы также повторим слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Bicycle.
Велосипед.
Cinema.
Кинотеатр.
Bookstore.
Книжный магазин.
Clothing.
Одежда.
Club.
Клуб.
Jewelry.
Ювелирные изделия.
Hardware.
Скобяные изделия.
Shopping.
В данном случае торговый.
Shopping mall.
Торговый центр.
Shop. Store.
Магазин.
Restaurant.
Ресторан.
Photo.
Фотография.
Shoe.
Туфля.
Gift.
Подарок.
Musician.
Музыкант.
Cat.
Кот.
Dog.
Собака.
Entrance.
Вход.
Exit.
Выход.
Worker.
Рабочий.
Painter.
Маляр.
Old.
Старый.
New.
Новый.
Sports.
Спорт. Спортивный.
Buy.
Покупать.
Clean.
Убирать.
Play.
Играть.
Paint.
Красить.
How can I help you?
Чем я могу помочь? Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер приезжает в торговый центр и заходит в разные магазины. Он знакомится с людьми разных профессий.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What's that?
It's the plan.
What plan?
Oh, for the new building. Look.
It's interesting. What's that?
Shops. There are 10 shops.
What's that?
It's the cinema.
Show me the restaurants.
Well, look here, there are 3 restaurants.
Show me the sports club.
Look here.
Послушайте Пола и Барбару. Обратите внимание на вопрос: What's that? Что это?
What's that?
It's a school.
What's that?
It's a restaurant.
What's that?
It's the pet shop.
What's that?
It's the sports club.
What's that?
It's a cinema.
What's that?
It's the shopping mall.
Теперь вы задавайте вопрос. What's that? Начинайте живее. What's that?
It's the plan.
Спрашивайте. What's that?
Shops.
What's that?
It's the cinema.
Живее, задавайте этот вопрос.
It's a restaurant.
What's that?
It's the sports club.
С помощью вопроса What's that? Вы можете выучить новые английские слова. Указывайте на разные предметы и задавайте этот вопрос. А теперь послушайте еще.
Martin Lerner is coming this morning.
Martin Lerner?
He's a reporter.
Oh, yes. He's a reporter for The Voice of America.
Yes.
Please come in, Mr. Lerner.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff O'Neill. I'm the director of the shopping mall. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Well, please sit down. Coffee?
No, thanks.
Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
I lived in Maryland. How can I help you?
Tell me about the shopping mall. May I record?
Sure, that's okay. Look here.
What's that?
It's the plan for the new building.
Show me the old building.
Well, here is the old building. Here's the new building.
What's that?
It's the cinema.
Show me the shops.
Here is a shoe store. Here is a bicycle shop. Here's a gift shop. Here is a clothing store. There are 10 shops.
What's that?
It's the sports club.
What's that?
It's a restaurant. There are three restaurants.
Show me.
Here is a restaurant. Here is a restaurant. And here is a restaurant.
Английское слово here, здесь, вот, употребляется для указания на близлежащие предметы. Джефф О'Нил указывает на план торгового центра и говорит «Here is a shoe store» – «Вот обувной магазин». Это означает, что обувной магазин находится поблизости. Повторите эти предложения вслед за Джеффом О'Нилом.
Here is a shoe store.
Повторяйте живее. Here is a shoe store.
Here is a bicycle shop.
Here is a bicycle shop.
Here is a gift shop.
Here is a gift shop.
Here is a clothing store.
Повторяйте живее. Here is a clothing store.
Here is a restaurant.
Here is a restaurant.
Please show me the shopping mall.
Come with me. First, we're going to look at the new building.
Теперь послушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними выражение here is.
Here is a map. Here is a map.
Here is a school. Here is a school.
Here is a restaurant. Here is a restaurant.
Here is an airport. Here is an airport.
Here is a shopping mall. Here is a shopping mall.
Here is a globe. Here is a globe.
Мартин разговаривает с директором торгового центра Джеффом О'Нилом. Они осматривают торговый центр, его старую часть и новую, которая сейчас строится, и беседуют о том, какую работу выполняют люди разных профессий.
Here is the new building.
What's that?
It's the sports club.
Who are they?
Well, they're painters. They're painting the sports club.
What's that?
It's the cinema. And here's the shoe store.
Who are they?
They're the carpenters. They're making shelves. They're workers. They're making a road.
What's that?
It's a garage. Here is the entrance.
Who are they?
They're the gardeners. They're making the gardens.
What's that?
It's the garage. It's the exit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
We're welders. We're building a new building.
What's that?
It's a door. We're making two large doors. Here's a window.
That's interesting.
We're making 12 large windows.
Thanks.
Come see the old building.
Okay. Tell me about the shopping mall. I'm going to record.
Well, there's a clothing store. There's a jewelry store. There's a pet shop. There's a hardware store. And there's a music store.
Мы употребляем слово here, здесь, вот, указывая на близлежащие предметы, и слово there, там, когда речь идет о более отдаленных вещах или предметах. Послушайте еще раз, как Джефф О'Нил описывает торговый центр.
There's a clothing store, there's a jewelry store, there's a pet shop, there's a hardware store.
Повторите эти предложения вслед за Полом во время пауз.
There's a shopping mall. There's a shopping mall. There's a music store. There's a music store. There's a shoe store. There's a shoe store. There's an airport. There's an airport. There's a school. There's a school.
Thank you. Послушайте еще.
There's a music store.
What are they doing?
Well, they're musicians. They're playing music. It's a music store. Here's the pet shop.
They're buying a dog.
Who are you?
I'm a reporter.
I'm the clerk. I work here. I sell dogs and cats.
Would you like coffee?
Yes, please.
Here's a cafe. Please sit down.
They're cleaning the floor.
Yes. Sit here.
What's that?
It's a bookstore. There's a photo shop. Look, he's a photographer. He's taking photos now.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Велосипед.
Bicycle. Bicycle.
Книжный магазин.
Bookstore. Bookstore.
Кинотеатр.
Cinema. Cinema.
Одежда.
Clothing. Clothing.
Клуб.
Club. Club.
Подарок.
Gift. Gift.
Скобяные изделия.
Hardware. Hardware.
Ювелирные изделия.
Jewelry. Jewelry.
Музыка.
Music. Music.
Домашнее животное.
Pet. Pet.
Фотография.
Photo. Photo.
Ресторан.
Restaurant. Restaurant.
Туфля.
Shoe. Shoe.
Магазин.
Shop. Shop.
Склад, магазин.
Store. Store.
Плотник, столяр.
Carpenter. Carpenter.
Кот.
Cat. Cat.
Собака.
Dog. Dog.
Дверь.
Door. Door.
Вход.
Entrance. Entrance.
Выход.
Exit. Exit.
Пол, этаж.
Floor. Floor.
Сад.
Garden. Garden.
Мол, торговый центр.
Mall. Mall.
Музыкант.
Musician. Musician.
Маляр, художник.
Painter. Painter.
План.
Plan. Plan.
Полка.
Shelf. Shelf.
Окно.
Window. Window.
Рабочий.
Worker. Worker.
Выучили прилагательные. Новый.
New. New.
Спортивный.
Sports. Sports.
Старый.
Old. Old.
Большой.
Large. Large.
Торговый, например, торговый центр.
Shopping. Shopping. Shopping mall. Shopping mall.
Наречие. Здесь.
Here. Here.
Там.
There. There.
Выучили глаголы. Покупать.
Buy. Buy.
Убирать, чистить.
Clean. Clean.
Делать.
Make. Make.
Красить.
Paint. Paint.
Играть.
Play. Play.
Брать.
Take. Take.
Выражение. Чем я могу помочь?
How can I help you? How can I help you?
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 13-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь рассказывать о месте и времени выполняемой работы и задавать вопросы с вопросительными словами «where» и «when». Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу. Спасибо за внимание. Thank you for your time.